Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically.
Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And it is October.
It is right? It's mid-October, I think.
Okay. Well, I mean, when this show is airing, I think it's going to be.
It's still October.
It's still October. Okay, good. Still October. So, you know, Tanya and I, you all know this, we're big planners.
We are.
We like to plan. We like to have a plan in place. Every year at the end of the year, we talk about planning for your new year.
We do.
We decided that we wanted to talk about it a little earlier this year for a couple of reasons. One, we've both been going through some change and adjustments and
yes.
had to refocus. But also, holidays are a big deal, right? We want to enjoy the holidays. And I feel like, Tanya, we've had some valuable information to give our listeners, but we've waited too late. So I think being a little bit ahead of the curve is better. So we hope we're going to give you some fresh, practical blend of personal and business-focused strategies to help you plan smarter and not harder for the next year.
Exactly. And Angie, you and I have had, we podcast before in years past about our practical advice as business people of how to, whether you're in business or not, but how to sit down with yourself and make a plan for next year. And this is a refreshing take on that because it's almost the plan before the plan.
Right.
So this hopefully we'll go over some things that'll help people and ourselves to start thinking in terms of planning. Maybe you're not there yet. And personally, I'm not. I've had too much turnover in my life in recent weeks that I have not even had a chance to think on these things. But this conversation is going to make me write some things down so that I'm closer to making a plan for next year.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping hopefully all of you out there will kind of feel the same.
That's right.
So
So getting started, plan your capacity before your calendar. So I love this concept, and it really speaks to me because of the changes that I have made recently in my business. And it reminds me that earlier in the year, I knew my capacity. I knew I was at capacity with what I had going on in my life.
Right.
And all the changes that have happened in my life in the last 5 years personally, not only that, but in my business, and just not having the desire to want to be in that position owning a brokerage any longer.
Right.
So my capacity was lessening and of tolerance of wanting that burden, wanting that responsibility. So I think that I can look at this with fresh eyes and know that I've already looked at my bandwidth and I've already made a big decision on my bandwidth of what I want to say I'm going to be doing in this new year. So I'm really excited about that conversation or that, you know, that point of this conversation.
Right.
Because I'm already there. I've already done that part. So now I can move on down the list and then line out what else I need to stop and what I need to start doing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, thinking about your season of life and where you are, and a lot of us know if there are going to be big hurdles next year, right? You knew that this year you were going to have your third grandbaby.
Yes.
You didn't know, probably as we were sitting here this time last year, that you were going to be selling a business.
Not at all.
But so some of those seasons we know we're going to go through. So I think when I think about planning your capacity before your calendar, I'm going to look at what are the big rocks I've got next year that I know that I've got.
Yeah.
And so I can plan accordingly. So I know what my capacity is going to be around those time frames.
Right.
I'm going to be teaching a class next year.
Right.
And I have a schedule now of what that's going to be. So I can plan my calendar around that, because I know that those weeks that I am teaching, my capacity for other things is going to be less.
For sure.
Than that.
You're
so
right.
So anyway, I think that's what speaks to me out of that. And just really, you know, thinking about what season you're going to be in and planning around those big rocks, I think, is important.
Right. The best you can.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Because some of you don't know.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes.
You didn't know you were going to be selling a business. So
exactly.
That was a big rock you didn't know was coming. But, you know, sometimes you do. Sometimes you do know about the big rocks.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So moving on to number two, I kind of mentioned in what I personally want to do as I start looking at the end of this year and the beginning of next is creating a stop doing list.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sat down with yourself and you had a piece of paper and you could go through maybe the clubs you belong to and the boards you're on and the organizations that you go to a meeting every week or every bi-week or, you know, every quarter, list out all of those obligations.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they rank now in importance? So if you've had, you know, yet another grandbaby, or maybe you've got kids still at home and it's going to turn into their busy season of sports, or you're, you know, nearing retirement, what things on that list of obligations and people I see and places I go, what do you need to weed out?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always, you know, a lot of those are seasons, right?
Right, yeah.
You have told us before that you were in Rotary for years and years,
mm-hmm.
and it was many years.
Yeah.
But then that season came to an end when you had to kind of put that to bed and open yourself up to new things, new clubs, new organizations.
Right, right.
So that is a great task for you to sit down with yourself for 15 minutes and just think about those things.
I love that idea of ranking them. What's the ranking of importance in the things that you were doing? And as we know, we were both board presidents. We knew during that five-year period, our bandwidth was going to be much less, right?
Right.
So
yes.
We knew that we were going to have those monthly obligations, couple of meetings a month, whatever, and in addition to all the other responsibilities of being president. So I love the idea of ranking those. You know, Tanya, I feel like this conversation is just a continuation of a conversation we started with the hens a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't listened to that, be sure and go back to that, because we talked about the permission to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you rank things in order of their importance, I think that would be really eye-opening for you. And I was asked a question yesterday in a little interview that I did, and he asked me how I decided what I was going to say yes to and what I was going to say no to.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm getting really quite good at saying no these days. However, what that does is it allows me to say yes to some things that might be really good opportunities. If you're growing, you're constantly learning. Hopefully.
Yes.
We know we are, most of our listeners out there are in a state of you're a constant learner. You want to continually grow and learn. And, you know, by saying no to a few things, who knows what kind of doors that's going to open for you.
For sure.
And especially if you see at the top of your list, there's some things that rank really high, but maybe you're not giving much time to those things. So maybe a reinvestment of your time in those things that fall in the first three would be, you know, really good for you and offer you some opportunity.
Right. I want to give a personal story very quickly on that. And when you stop and think about that list and you look at what's important and what comes up on it, really think about the details of that either person or that organization or your commitment there, whatever that looks mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. So my personal example is last week, Lakin sent me a picture of the baby in the bathtub. Uh-huh. And I've not been there for a bath, so I've not got to see her in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, their first baths are so sweet. And, of course, they're awake during those. She sleeps most of the time, but she's yeah. awake during bath.
Yeah.
And my comment to Lakin was, I feel like I don't even know that baby.
Aww.
And what that stems from is every time I go to her house, and she's a month old, so this is just yeah. 4 weeks old,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
This problem. But every time I go to her house, I've got to spread the Mimi love.
Yeah, true.
And she's the last to get it
yeah.
because the other girls are front and center running at me, Mimi, Mimi.
Right.
You know, wanting me to go play with them and wanting this, and or we're getting ready to leave. I'm alleviating mom and dad from, you know, the entertaining the two older girls
right.
and
right.
they're keeping the baby.
Yeah.
So I always love on her and kiss her and hug her and, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. try to talk to her so that she gets to know my voice.
Yeah.
But that's one of my goals, is to not have to run out so quickly.
Yeah.
To be
yeah.
able to have more time to spend with each one of them, but mm-hmm. to get to know the baby, because, mm-hmm. you know, the Mimi role with mm-hmm. the older ones just takes over.
Yeah.
So
I have a friend, just to that, just as a side note, I have a friend who plans a day. And it's that child's special day.
Yes,
you know?
I've heard of that.
And I think that's really a good way for you to spend one-on-one time with each of them. And,
agree.
Yeah.
And very
yeah.
necessary, especially adding a third one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So as we move on to point number three, focus on direction, not just destination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So plan your pathways. What rhythms and systems will support your goals throughout the year? So instead of committing to, I'm going to join a gym and I'm going to work out 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Like, I mean, it happens, you say that, and you say you're going to commit to that. But reality is that, especially this time of year with mm-hmm. holidays coming and, you know, all the other obligations you have in a week's time, that is not likely to happen. So start mm-hmm. out slow. I'm going to exercise twice a week. What is that going to look like for
mm-hmm.
me? And don't set those unrealistic expectations that you know you're going to fail right out of the
mm-hmm.
gate.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to, of course, Mel Robbins' podcast this morning, and her guest was talking about mindset and some other things. It's great.
Grit.
Is it
the one on
yes.
grit?
Yes. Yes. It's a great episode.
Yeah.
And she talks about the intensity of your workout, or she's talking about how great people become really great at what they do.
Got it.
And she talks about Michael Phelps' coach, and she said Michael Phelps' coach says that Michael Phelps didn't give him 100% every day. If yeah. if you were grading his effort on a scale of 1 to 10, he was giving about an 8 every day. The difference between Michael and some of his competitors was that he was giving an 8 every single, I mean, he
right.
was getting his workout in every single
day.
For 10 years.
He
yes.
never took a day
no.
off for 10
no.
years.
So sometimes it's about that consistency.
Right.
You're going to have days where if your goal is, and I love this, it's focus on the direction. So if your goal is to lose weight or work out more, just take a step in the direction and don't worry about the destination
right.
so much.
Right.
Because I feel like we all set ourselves up for failure. We start out the new year and we have these big ideas of New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
and you know what the statistics are. By 30 days in, most people have fallen off the wagon in
exactly.
terms of, I wasn't going to drink this year, and now I'm drinking it.
Right.
Or I was going to lose 10 pounds in the first month, and now
I've gained 5.
Yes, exactly. So focus on the direction. Get going yeah. something. Take a step in the direction that
yes.
you want to go, and don't worry about the destination. You'll get there if you continue to practice and put in an effort every day.
Exactly. My destination is really unknown at this point. My direction is, I'm going to join a gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just got to join. I've got to
yeah.
walk in the door and I've got to
yeah.
join. So how many
Focus
times
on
a
the
week
direction.
Am I, yeah, how
yeah.
many times a week am I going to get there? No one knows. Tune in. But I'm going to join.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right, so number four, mm-hmm. pre-decide your holiday boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a complex answer, Angie, because as I was thinking about this last night, truly my thought to myself was, well, do I need holiday boundaries because I have to do all those things anyway? So,
like what?
Well, so I got to buy gifts. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how do you set a boundary with that? I know you could set a boundary with what you're going to spend.
Yeah.
And I can ask, I can ask what they want. It's kind of early for them to say absolutely what they want. So, I know I'll get a, kind of a mixed match of answers asking that this early.
Yeah.
But then once you get into the holidays, yes, there's a gazillion and one things to do from Thanksgiving to Christmas. But I guess that a lot of those things I have to do anyway. So that was my thought. Like, how do you draw a boundary on the, all the things you want to do that you purposely fit them all in because you want to do all those things?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess when I was thinking about this one, I was thinking about people.
Yeah.
I was thinking about... Now, I don't have this problem because I like all my family genuinely. So I don't have to worry about the exes and the in-laws and all of that. I know a lot of my friends have problems with sharing grandkids. And you know, how are you going to set the boundary? Do you try to please everyone? That kind of thing. You know, I host Christmas Eve and we're having Mexican. There is no getting around that because I don't need to try to please everyone. No, you want to come to my house, you're going to have Mexican.
Yeah.
And like it or leave it.
Yeah.
You know, I have dessert if you don't like Mexican.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think about these poor people that, you know, and probably this fits, a lot of our listeners fit into this in terms of how do you draw those boundaries? Listen, the holidays are a time that you should enjoy with the people that you love.
For sure.
And, you know, if you have to be around people that you don't necessarily like or get along with, try to limit that time. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to spend the entire holiday with them.
Right.
I would you know, advise that you should try to do things in small portions.
Right.
And try to dedicate and arrange the time that you have to spend with those that you really want to spend time with.
Right. And a good point out of this is protecting your energy before your calendar fills up.
Yeah.
So yes, we want to do all the things and we want to experience Silver City and we want to go here and we want to go there and we want to see those lights and all the things. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you, before you think about it, then you're busy every night. And that is when your energy is zapped and you can't be your best self.
Right.
You can't enjoy things as your best self would. And so just think about your energy and your capacity.
Right.
Again,
right.
Of going back to that, what your capacity really is and recognizing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Angie, I think it's a good time for a break.
Oh, yeah, I think that's good.
All right, let's take a break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Great leadership isn't about a title. It's about influence, impact, and the ability to navigate change with confidence. Many leaders struggle to communicate their vision, inspire their teams, and make strategic decisions that drive results. Without the right tools, performance and progress can stall. That's where iCHEM help. I'm Angie Mullings. With decades of experience, I can deliver a dynamic keynote and conduct hands-on workshops that equip leaders to lead authentically and create lasting impact. Ready to invest in a more engaged and high-performing team? Reach out today to schedule a consultation.
And we're back from our break. We're talking about planning for the new year. And our next point that we come to is choosing a guiding word for the year. So we've talked about that before, Angie.
Mm-hmm.
You and I always choose a word or words for our year. Mm-hmm. Do you know what yours is going to be yet?
I don't know yet. No, but when I was looking over this, I was thinking about what that would be. And last year, we hosted a dream board session.
We did.
And we had everybody choose a word or some words, start there with their dream board.
Yep.
And so I think when I really sit down to think about this, I want to really be intentional about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, there's always people are picking words out there and there's a buzzword that everybody's using. Yes. And I don't want that to be mine. Yeah. I want to use something that I really, I can put on my board and I can look at it and say, yes, I am taking a step every day. I'm not worried about that destination, but I'm going to take a step every day that gets me closer to whatever that is, whatever that's going to be. And I just don't know yet.
Well, and having that word in front of you, it's a reminder of where you're going, what you're doing, and really this whole plan of you sitting down with yourself, excuse me, and, you know, writing down the things that you're going to stop and writing down the things you're going to start and writing down your direction and where you would like to end up maybe in your destination, but you know that that's not going to happen on day one. Choosing a word that you can reflect back on over the whole year sometimes sets the tone for the year.
Yeah.
And so if you use the word like intentional, I'm going to be more intentional, then, and you write that board or that word on your board, or you write it on your mirror, or you write it wherever you are every day, wherever you're going to look at it, it's going to remind you to be intentional about those things that you wrote on your list, right?
Yeah.
And the things you were going to do, and maybe more importantly, the things you weren't going to do. So I think as you start to think of those words that will be your word, or, you know, you listen into the buzzwords and you pick something, I would say be intentional about that word.
Yeah. So it really needs to speak to you. Because I was just sitting here thinking, do I know what my word was for this year?
I do not.
I don't either.
I have.
So I didn't choose very well.
It's written down somewhere at home.
Same.
But it's not.
It's not top of mind.
It's not in my head.
Yeah. So
and that happens.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It does. But I think if you're going to choose a word and that's going to be kind of your guiding light, it needs to be something that it really does speak to you, because you shouldn't struggle to remember it, you know, even 10 months later.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So the next point you mentioned when we started this, that you love this point. And it is reverse engineering your year. So imagine what next December, so not December of 25, but December of 26. Sit down and imagine and kind of dreamcast, what does next December look like for me? I hope to have done this. I hope to have stopped doing this. I hope to have started this. Reverse engineering it really is an interesting concept.
Yes.
In your mind and on paper, because what you focus on expands.
Exactly.
So if you wrote out, I am enjoying this December more than ever because, and then you list out all of those things that you would love to accomplish, or, you know, it could even be a 5-year goal or a 10-year goal, because if you start saying those things to yourself over and over and over, you will start living that dream.
Right.
We've talked about that before.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because we've talked about our dream boards. We've talked about and writing those things down. It, you hear it over and over again, that that becomes so critical when you write things down. There's more intention behind that, and it can make a big difference. So I loved, I love this particular point, because I think it makes us sit down and dream. And as adults, we don't do that enough. And I think it's an encouragement to do that and take a few minutes to look at, think about what next December might look like.
Yeah, I agree with that. And our last point is plan for recovery, not just hustle. So productivity is important, but recovery sustains it. And I think that oftentimes on that list that you make, it sometimes looks overwhelming. And sometimes you hit the ground running and you don't take time for yourself. You don't take time to reflect. And something that we talked about, read in doing the research for this, was taking a day or a week or a weekend for yourself to reinvigorate your why and reinvigorate those dreams and review those dreams throughout the year, especially at those times that you take a day to yourself. And maybe you've been fast and furious up to that day. Stop, relax, breathe, go get a massage. You know, go on a big hike by yourself. Get some time to just
clarity.
Think. Yes, and to re-energize yourself, because going most of the time doesn't pay off, because it wears you out.
It does. we recently, you and I both recently went on separate vacations, and interesting that we were gone at the same time.
Yes.
But this vacation was a much later in the year than what I typically do.
Yeah.
So I usually take a vacation in late June. That's my typical time frame, early July. And that didn't get done this year. So I didn't go on vacation until the end of September, early October. And before I left, I was literally sick. I had to have my sister-in-law get me some antibiotics. I was not well. I was stressed. It was to the point that I just really had to have that vacation.
Yeah.
And so I take the time off. I'm gone. And for me, when I go on vacation, that means I am. If it's a true vacation, I'm not. It was international, so I didn't pay for international calling every day. I wasn't checking my email every day. I let somebody at home answer agent calls and take my calls.
Good.
I try
As
to literally
yes.
tune out,
yes.
just, you know, check out. But it takes me about 3 days to settle into that.
Yeah.
That's why I've taken a couple of long weekends, which have been good for me, but at the same time, I knew I needed a full-on vacation break because it takes me about 3 days to really get out of that broker mode and settle into where I am. So I like to take 7, 8, 9 days on my vacation, on my actual vacation. And I just need one a year, and then I need a couple of longer weekends or a day here and there. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of people out there who say, I've not been able to take a vacation.
I
can't unplug for that long. And I think you are eventually going to hit a wall.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think I used to be there that way. There was a time when I didn't so focus on, you know, a large vacation. And it was just a different season in life. Now mm-hmm. I have a lot more responsibility, and I feel like I just need to unplug and be done mm-hmm. and not have any responsibility and let my mind drift and get refocused and all that. And I come back such a better leader, such a better person. And so for any of you out there who think you're challenged with taking a vacation, I strongly encourage you to do that, and in addition, take those little breaks along the way. Yeah. Plan a day that you're going to go do something you love to do, and even better if you're by yourself,
right.
because you're not then responsible for someone else's happiness or enjoyment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Angie, I want us to end on something that one of our friends and a guest we had on the podcast mm-hmm. recently was Angie Wiley,
mm-hmm.
and she's a mindset coach. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and find it. There's some powerful information in there. But she made a post last weekend that kind of summarizes in a way what we're talking about here, mm-hmm. of making mm-hmm. your plan, evaluating this year, reevaluating what you're doing, where you're at, and planning well for next year. So mm-hmm. I want to read from Angie Wiley's Facebook page what she said. She said, if you've been feeling stuck, it's probably not a lack of drive. It's a lack of alignment. Pause for a second and ask yourself, does what I'm chasing actually match my values? Does it really matter to me? When your goals and your values don't line up, everything feels forced. So slow down long enough to listen within. Who do you want to be? What lights you up? What gives you energy? That's your data. Start saying yes to what aligns and no to what doesn't. Then write it down. See it, feel it, because clarity builds direction and direction builds momentum.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Love
when
it.
You realign with who you truly are, you stop running someone else's race and you start winning your own.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Angie, for those wise words.
Yeah.
And I just love how that little blip of words makes me feel.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Same. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a big, powerful message there.
Yes.
So we want to thank you for listening, and we really think that if you will approach planning this way, that you're going to set yourself up for a productive year,
yeah.
and more importantly, a more meaningful one.
Absolutely.
If you really are intentional about the way that you plan, and if you get ahead of it a little bit, again, it's October. Yeah. You may not know exactly what you're doing next year, but I think if you start putting some thought into it now, it will help you be more productive and more focused next year.
Yeah. We hope that you will listen to this episode and share it with a friend and let them know about the podcast. Make sure you like and share us on social media. We love to have new friends on there.
We sure do.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Angie.
Yes, premier sponsor, Great American Title. And as always, thank you to the staff here at Gershman. We couldn't do it without you.
Nope.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.